I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Fourth and final hour here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Ted Johnson. We did have an energetic discussion on Bill Belichick, Kurt Cignetti, Nick Saban. I really enjoyed that discussion. I like when we elicit the emotions of everybody and the fans. Certainly, that's the one thing you can say, Ted, is when you talk about Bill Belichick, there is still an emotional reaction.
No question. No doubt about
Pro,
it.
Pro, con, people hate him, people love him, whatever.
I thought it was fair that you brought him into the discussion because you're basically you're comparing two coaches that just got into college football.
Right.
Got to their respective programs.
Took over for bad teams, are in the $10 million a year coaching price range, salary range, and one had a certain result and one didn't, and it's probably counterintuitive. North Carolina
Both of them were very successful at the programs they were at before, right?
And North Carolina said, we went and got the best coach in the history of football.
Pro football,
And they aren't very good. And the other one got a cocky SOB from James Madison who said, Google me, I just
was
win.
Was very successful at his program.
So. And so you can watch, see how that plays out over the next couple nights. Kurt Cignetti, Indiana, who has no five-star recruits on his roster but just keeps pumping out victories. But Stiz, it's 5:05:28. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. Stop! On WEEI Afternoons.
So if you listened yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about what if the Patriots lose Sunday night. Does it change the way you look at the season? Is it a failure? Is it Super Bowl or bust, as Stiz has said? Today, we took it to a slightly different level, looking at, because we all know, wins and losses are tied to quarterbacks. They actually, you know, you go to footballreference.com or whatever, it gives their record. So if you're a quarterback, wins and losses in the postseason more than anywhere else matter. So it had us wondering, what happens on Sunday night if the Patriots win? Drake May carries them to victory. That's the optimistic side, right? What happens? Does that put him on a new tier after the MVP caliber regular season if he goes out there and does the thing? does the thing at Gillette Stadium, gets the win over Justin Herbert, who, by the way, I believe would then be 0-3 in the postseason as a young franchise superstar quarterback. How much does that elevate Ted Johnson, Drake May's sort of Q rating, if he finishes the MVP season with at least one playoff victory, goes out there and does the same thing, throws a couple touchdowns, 100 passer rating, woo, we're in the next round?
It puts him on a trajectory that is so far ahead of anything he's ever been on ever in his life. I mean, he's going to become a big, huge star. You're going to see him on commercials, national commercials. He's not going to be doing just the local ones.
Yep.
He'll be they will use him in a lot of their imaging. The NFL will. My guess is the Patriots will jump from how many primetime games this year? Three?
Three with the Flex.
To five?
Yep.
I mean, my guess.
Yep.
It all of a sudden will make the Patriots a story again. I think it's going to – the free agency period will be interesting. I think more guys are going to want to come play here because of not only Drake May, but the coach too.
Yep.
So, you know, there's a lot of stories that you can find about what Mike is tangibly doing to make the culture here a place where guys are going to want to play. It's everything is changed, really. And if you don't win – then it's kind of like, are they really that good? I think the difference in winning and losing in this game in perspective going into the offseason is massive.
Who does it change more for, the team or the quarterback? You're right. It's going to affect both. If you lose, they'll be piling on the Patriots. They'll be piling on the schedule talk. But fresh off this debate of MVP, who does it hurt more if they lose? And especially, what if Drake, we touched on this yesterday. What if Drake has a bad game?
The team or the quarterback? I think it's just both. I think it's the team. You know, you look at his numbers. Maybe both. I don't know. They're looking at his numbers. They weren't great teams, but he played great defenses.
Maybe
weren't great teams.
Yep.
You know, Cleveland is the perfect example of that. It was a great defense, but the team sucked. So that's interesting. I don't know who would be I just think the Patriots. The Patriots are more frauds than I don't think anybody's going to think that about Drake May.
What if he falls on his face? Which is possible. Am I predicting it? No.
First time he's ever been in a situation, he'll get a pass. So what is Justin Herbert is 0-2 in the playoffs?
Yep.
So and they were gloriously bad playoff games.
Yep.
So that's part of it, but it was two. Like you give him a pass for the first one. If he has a second bad performance in a playoff, then you go, oh, well, then this is who he is.
Now it's a trend.
It's a
thing developing.
Yeah.
And then the other question is, and Fitz and I were talking about, like, is there a fear there? Like, are you worried about Drake falling on his face? Like, you've talked about the game is the same, but the buildup, you feel some of the pressure. Right? Isn't that what you said yesterday?
Pressure is what you feel.
Okay. So he's going to feel
everything
some pressure.
Everything else is the same.
He wants us to believe, oh, it's the next big game and all that. We didn't get a chance to play it, but did you hear yesterday where he talked about how he learned leadership? And it was when he transferred high schools from freshman year to sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I knew I didn't want to create waves. I wanted to earn respect. I did all that. Yeah. And that's the same thing I do now, which I thought was interesting for his mentality. He's still using the same mentality now that he used at 14 when he was a sophomore at a high school.
Someone told him that at 14. You had to be taught leadership.
Oh, I'm sure.
His dad and his brothers taught him even then. Like, this is how this is the key to leadership. Win your teammates over.
Right.
Be humble. Hold yourself accountable. Don't ever blame anybody. Those were all lessons that were hammered into him at a very young age. So he was ahead of the curve considering what other kids his age were probably feeling and thinking.
So I think his worst game or maybe last worst game was the Raiders game, in my opinion.
Just remind people when that was?
That was the first game of the season.
Yeah, so literally 3.5 months ago.
Which means he might be due, if you believe in those types of things, of people being due. The chances that he ends the season with his worst games?
You know, I would be surprised.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about him being worried about this game or being too much. I think there were other checkpoint games where I didn't see any evidence of it in that first Bills game in Buffalo. I thought the Giants game, because it was on a Thursday night, would be kind of a, sneaky game that maybe he would not do good in. No, he was great. The Tampa game, how did he look in the Tampa game? I think he threw his best pass in that game to Kyle Williams across the middle. I just think there's different opportunities and times where he could have maybe spit the bit, and he didn't. He passed those tests. So I don't see anything in his game. The overthrowing of passes and the jitteriness
early
in the pocket early in the season, I haven't seen that in forever.
Yep. And the other thing that will annoy me, this is a side note, is we attach an analysis. So if he throws a pick, well, it's because it's his first playoff game, right? Like, it's his first playoff.
That's what it'll be.
But if Justin Herbert throws a pick, what is it? It's his third playoff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we make it fit the narrative of he's a young player, so it must be. He could just throw a pick. Maybe because Josh McDaniels spoke today, and he said Minter is going to throw some things at Drake May that are the most complicated things he's seen all year. Yeah. That's just a reality. That's what they do on defense. Well, maybe he just throws a pick because the D coordinator does a really good scheme and the perfect spot and catches him.
And if we're being honest, you could make an argument that this is maybe the best or the second best team that they've played all year.
Yeah.
And then the stakes are greater. The pressure is greater, right? Then
I think that's actually a very fair assessment. This is the second best team they've played all year.
Which why I was surprised. Curran said he thought they were maybe the worst team in the playoffs. And then he kind of went to the Panthers. And because something to do with analytics that he likes to look at, certain analytical statistics. I think the Chargers, as I said this yesterday, quarterback, coach, and defense, I think this might be the biggest challenge for Drake May all year. If you put those three factors in. And so if they hang with him and lose, like, I don't know if there's shame in that. I think it's a pretty good football team. Anyway, we did talk to Tom Curran earlier in the show, and we asked him about this. Like, how does he think Drake May is going to perform in his first playoff game?
I think he'll be in a position, Andy, at some point during the game where he does something that he says, nah, that was a bad idea. Will that be because of he tried to do too much? Will he not do something because he's trying to be too cautious? I think he's just wired really well. He doesn't get all in his feels about things. He doesn't seem to play with fear. He plays with it seems to me, an acknowledgement of that was a mistake, but I'm pretty good. I won't do it again because I understand it was a mistake, and I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, I hope I don't do that again. So I think that I'm confident he's going to make mistakes. I'm also confident that he's not going to look like Mac Jones on the sideline after he does, like you need to go over and give him a rattle or a hug. He's fine. So I think that's a huge attribute to any quarterback, and it's one of the things that I thought was one of his greatest attributes coming out was his mental and physical toughness.
Yeah.
Do you remember last year when he was throwing picks and he was being asked about them after games, and he was very dismissive of them and just didn't acknowledge that that was that big of a deal, almost like, why are you asking me about my picks? Like, yeah, it happens. And we all kind of were like, is that the way you want your quarterback to be dismissive? It was because he feels like he can make up for any of the mistakes that he makes. In
the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
Yeah, well, dismissive.
You know what it made me think of, the way Tom's describing that? Because I agree with him. He's probably going to make a mistake, and I have confidence he's going to bounce back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fitzy, you have a better memory than me, so remind me of it. The game in which he threw it right to the linebacker, and he said he told the huddle.
The Browns.
That won't happen again, and it didn't. Remember when he told us it won't happen again?
Schweisinger, yeah.
Yes, but he told us on Monday when we asked him about it, I told those guys it wouldn't happen again, and it didn't. Mm. That last part, that it didn't, like, that was putting him on the table, right? His big old cojones on the table.
That's
what
I was calling him out when J.J. McCarthy was doing his thing in his first game, and he was telling, hey, don't worry, at halftime, I know I suck, but I'm going to bring us back to win, and he did. And I was like, I wish Drake May had more of that.
And
right?
He's got it.
And he's got it.
And he doesn't have to use it as often as J.J. McCarthy does because he just plays well and doesn't always have to convince him that the bad is in the rear view. But that mentality is, I think, what Tom is talking about, which – yeah, I'm not sure Mac Jones had that. Mac Jones was unstable, emotional.
Mac Jones lived too much in the, how did that happen? Why did I let that happen? Mm-hmm. Whereas Drake May just kind of just keeps on carrying on.
My guess is if they get to the Super Bowl this year, Drake May will be chilling with a towel over his face half an hour before the game starts, taking a nap.
Yes, and I also was thinking, I feel like Drake May would fit with Joe Mazzulla. You know Joe Mazzulla's theory, like if you miss a three, shoot two more? That whole idea?
Yeah.
I feel like Drake May feels that way. If I throw a bad pass, well, I need to throw two more to make up for it because those are going to be good, and then you'll be happy on the ledger on the back end.
You can see it in the play. Is like, think about it. There's so many like third and short situations where they're chucking it downfield.
Yep.
Fourth and five. We got this.
Yep.
Let's go for it. They don't worry about making mistakes. That's the great thing about this offense and Drake May.
So Drake May said it yesterday. He has to play well for the team to win. He called his job huge and big against the Chargers. But he's not going out there alone, Ted. You know this more than anybody. I believe football is still played by 11 players on a team each side, Ted. It's not just the quarterback.
I don't think that's changed.
Yeah,
no.
So there's 10 guys. There'll be 11 guys on the other side. So who not named Drake May is most important next in line? Next in line in terms of deciding how things go for the Patriots on Sunday night. And, Ted, for the poll, we included coaches. Yep. So you can include coaches in there, offensive players, defensive players. Who's next in line in terms of importance, how this plays out?
Ooh, there's two coaches or two things that come to mind. One player, one coach, and I'm going to say Josh McDaniels.
Okay.
So coaches, and then the player would be, I think, Steph Diggs.
Ooh, okay. That's a little different than our poll. Let me read you the poll, and then I want you to defend that.
Okay.
But so I asked the question, who's next in line most important? And the options I gave were Vrabel / McDaniels. I put those as one.
Yep.
Ramondre Stevenson, Steph Diggs, Milton Williams.
Okay.
Those are the four choices. 37% is leading the way, Vrabel McDaniels, the coaching staff. Very close second at 35%, Milton Williams. Third at 20% is Ramondre Stevenson, and only 8% said Stephon Diggs.
Interesting.
And you said Stephon Diggs was your second choice or in the mix there.
Yeah, I think coaching is – I think it's – in the playoffs, it comes down to a lot of times who makes the better adjustments.
Yeah.
Right? So Josh has a plan. They go out. How does Minter adjust to what Josh is doing? And vice versa. How does Zach Kuhr change up what Greg Roman's throwing at him? So those are very important aspects. And then I just think Steph Diggs could have a big game because the Chargers defense plays a lot of zone. They major in zone coverage. That is his strength, is to get open versus zone. And so I think you can really exploit the Chargers defense with Steph Diggs. Milton Williams, I would say not as much because, I don't know, you can run away from Milton Williams. You can run to the perimeter. That's just where they're weak anyway, is the Patriots is on the edges. So you just run away from the interior defensive lineman that you're so worried about. That's an easy fix there.
So my vote for Milton Williams would be based on, A, we saw the run defense fall off when he got hurt. And now he's back, and you're hoping that brings it back to a certain level. Yep. If Amarian
and the pass rush.
And the pass rush. And that's what I'm looking at Milton Williams as sort of the ringleader of that front, and I think that front needs to play well if you're going to win this football game.
Yeah,
and he's your 100. Yes. Also, I said to Fitzy, like, you paid a guy $100 million from the Super Bowl champions. Like, you're bringing him in for games like this, right? Playoff games, like, be a difference maker.
Don't forget the guy next to him's getting paid a lot of money, too.
Yeah, I know.
Both of them.
And put a pin in it for tomorrow. There were some really interesting statistics out about Christian Barmore and how well he has played this year and how he's among the truly elite defensive tackles in certain areas.
Okay.
We'll get into that tomorrow.
Okay.
I remember to talk about that.
A lot of pressure, huh?
Yep.
A lot of pressure, huh?
We'll get into that. But no, Milton Williams is a guy that, you know, we joked last week, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon, that one play where he was unblocked. Hopefully they choose to not block him as well. Because the one way teams have really gotten after the Chargers offense is making Herbert run, making him make throws on the move, like making him uncomfortable.
And that's... You don't want to. He's actually got the most touchdowns out of the pocket.
Right.
So you don't want
to. Oh, he's good.
Yeah. You want to keep him contained.
You also want to hit him.
The outside linebackers are very, very important in this game.
And that's where I was going to go. Harold Landry, he gets back on the field. What are we expecting from Harold Landry and those guys?
I'm not expecting much. I don't think Harold Landry's been...
Won't be fresh, you think, or is he just going to be...
I mean, he hasn't really been a huge factor all season long, really. I mean, he got off...
Couple big sack games early, but like second half of the season, he was a bit bit harder to find on the stat sheet of the field.
And Clavon Chaisson, you know, he had that nice forced fumble. What game was
that? Hustle play, the Ravens.
Thank goodness, when he went down last week in the second half, thank goodness that was not long term. That could have been bad news.
And another aspect that a lot of texters have been bringing up is the offensive line. Every time we touch on this, like people that need to step up, who else needs to play well? Yeah. The offensive line.
Yeah.
I've just accepted that they're good enough. I feel like that's where I've landed on the offensive line. Will Campbell's out there. He's good enough. Morgan Moses is still out there. That's another thing I was wrong on, Ted Johnson.
Yeah.
If you want to, I didn't think he'd make it through the whole season and we'd be talking about Morgan Moses and how well he's playing and, you know, being the guy he is at right tackle. But I've kind of settled in on the offensive line is good enough against this. That's a good front. Like, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. My bet is they will have sacks. What's your number? Three sacks is bad?
So three or more sacks and one interception. In those games, the Patriots have lost.
Guess what? I'm going to say they are going to break the number. I am going to say they are going to win the game despite three sacks and an interception.
Okay. Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
I am.
That's
interesting.
That means Drake May keeps calm and carries on. That means he balls out in the face of adversity and minor disappointment. And I'm also in on Tommy Curran's idea that they give up a touchdown early, like they have so much, so frequently this season, and then the machine learns and overcomes.
The just so you know, the Chargers, they rank 10th in sacks on defense, so they've had 45 sacks, and they're third in interceptions this year at 19.
Yep. The 19 worries me, because if it's more than one interception, it's over. And the other thing I hope for on my little sack prediction is that they come on early downs, because third down sacks are not what I'm looking for. If all three of those sacks come on third downs, I'm not liking my prediction as well moving forward. But, yeah, that's a good front. It's a good second. Derwin James is good wherever he is, right? He could be a he could have a sack and an interception.
He's like, you know, what Ed Reed was, where you don't know where he's at from play to play. You got to identify where he's at before you snap the ball.
All right, that's going to do it for The Drive this afternoon on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to draft. We're going to do one of those NBA-style drafts where you get a series, you get a matchup, you get two teams. We're going to pick the three hosts. We're each going to pick back and forth, and you can pick a quarterback, a skill player, you can pick a coach, you can pick virtually anybody from the two rosters. Four rounds, three hosts, 12 picks, Patriots, Chargers, up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots were back on the practice field this afternoon. New England prepares to host the Los Angeles Chargers in the wild card round this weekend. Kickoff on Sunday at Gillette is set for 8 p.m. Reports from the practice field today stated that the Patriots were missing Thayer Mumford, Kyrus Tonga, Garrett Bradbury, and Vidarian Lowe, as the last two, Bradbury and Lowe, are still dealing with an illness. Morgan Moses and Anthony Jennings did return to the practice field, and Jared Wilson is still in a red non-contact jersey. The Bruins begin a five-game homestand tonight when they host the Calgary Flames. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. Jonas Corposalo gets the start for Boston tonight as the Bees enter play 3 points out of a playoff spot in the East. The Celtics fell to the Denver Nuggets last night, 114-110. Jaylen Brown scored 33 points on 14 of 29 shooting. Boston plays game three of a four-game homestand tomorrow night against Toronto. From around the NFL, the Miami Dolphins have fired head coach Mike McDaniel. He had a 35-33 record in four seasons at the helm. And the Buccaneers have fired offensive coordinator Josh Grizzard after one season at the helm there. The team also parted ways with quarterbacks coach Thad Lewis, who worked with Baker Mayfield for the last 3 years. In NBA news last night, the Hawks traded four-time All-Star Trae Young to the Washington Wizards for guard CJ McCollum and forward Corey Kispert. And the Red Sox have avoided arbitration with the following players today by signing one-year deals. Starter Tanner Houck gets $4.15 million. First baseman Tristan Casas gets $1.61 mil, while infielder Romy Gonzalez gets 1.6, and starter Johan Oviedo gets $1.55 million. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Stiz, you have me intrigued. What's this rejoin?
Jay-Z song. It's actually a very famous song. This is when he dissed Nas.
Oh, yeah, battle. Back in the day. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was the old battle.
Not famous enough, apparently.
WEEI Afternoons. So we had the idea. We're going to do a little draft here where myself, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens, we're each going to draft four times, four rounds around, and you can draft players, any players, offensive quarterback, defensive player, skill player, whatever, coaches, assistant coaches, if you like Minter and the defense and all that. We're just going to go around with a little snake draft here. So, Dan Ball, get us underway.
All right. So, we picked the order in a very top secret, super secret, nobody saw how secret it was kind of way.
Perfect.
And with the first overall pick in the Patriots-Chargers impact on the game snake draft, hailing from the South Shore, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Hey. We have Andy Hart going second, and Ted Johnson gets the wraparound pick third and fourth. So snake draft, four rounds, first overall pick to Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Nuts and bolts, I got screwed.
Oh, man. Ted, I feel so bad for you.
I know.
Ted, it was rigged.
Ted, on a scale
no
of zero to...
or self-victimization.
That's right. On a scale of zero to 10, I think I feel a 10. For you. I feel so badly.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that.
Yep, and so with that pick, first overall, I'm going 10, Drake May, quarterback, the New England Patriots.
He did not. So I'm going to, I think, just go chalk. I think this is the way you do things in the sport of football. I'm going to go Justin Herbert because I think the quarterback is as important as anybody. Yeah. And
smart.
I'm not sure I trust this Patriots defense right now.
I'll take the Patriots coaches. Can I only take the coordinator or the head coach?
Yeah, you got to pick one. There's,
you know what? I'm gonna take. Forget it. I'll take the head coach. I'm taking Vrabel.
You also have the wraparound picks. So you can double up.
And then I'll take Josh McDaniels. Then how's that?
Nice. Wow. Like that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Coaches only matter 10%, but Ted just took two coaches. It's interesting there.
Unless they're good coaches, then they matter more.
So that means I have the fifth pick. So I'm going to tell the guy that I think has been the best Patriots offensive player for the better part of a month now. Ted had all kinds of stats, 9 yards a carry, 7 yards after contact. Yep. Give me Mondre, and Mondre, hold on to the damn football.
That's all. That's all you got to do.
If anyone makes it difficult for Drake May not to win his first playoff game and send the Foxborough faithful home in a bucket of sadness that they share with us on the Six Rings postgame show, live on WEEI from 11P to 2A with Fitzy and Hart, it's going to be my wraparound picks, defensive coordinator Jesse Minter and all-world safety Derwin James Jr.
Ooh. Derwin James.
Wait a minute. How can you take? You can take. How did you get to pick two?
Because it went snake draft.
1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. Oh, 1, 2, 3.
So he's got 6 and 7. I'm on the clock at number 8. Ooh, you guys are missing. So we had a run on coaches here. Yeah.
I went Minter over Harbaugh.
Yeah, that's interesting there. I'm going to go with my guy, Milton Williams. I think Milton Williams is going to be the face and the athleticism of the defensive front, baby. Ted, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to take the I'm going to go with my guy Steph Diggs. He beats zone coverage. They play a lot of zone coverage. I think he's going to be highlighted. I think it's going to be one of his bigger games. So give me Steph Diggs.
The average age of Ted's team is very high. He's
hey,
the
that's
team.
That's veterans in the playoffs, though, Andrew. Don't you forget that.
Our experience matters.
That's
All right, you got another one, Ted?
I do.
Yes.
So then I'm going to take
your
that.
Last pick.
It's going to be Mr. Tooley, the interior
Mr. 13 sacks.
13 sacks, the linebacker for the Chargers, who has 13 sacks, that guy.
There was only one person that I knew Andy Hart wasn't going to take, and it was that guy because he would have had to say his name.
Yep, I have no idea how to. I would have said Mr. 13 sacks. With the 11th pick, my final pick, I'm going to go. Now I need a coach. And I think I got a pretty damn good coach. He's been to the Super Bowl. He's been to the national title game. And he's got them in the playoffs 2 years in a row. Oh, give me Jim Harbaugh.
Okay. All right.
Oh, boy. Man, this is an interesting pick. All right. I got a coach. I got a defensive player. I got an offensive player. Andy, there's part of me that wants to pick Scott Matlock. We want Matlock, the fullback for the Chargers.
Just 612 pounds.
Just assault you, the big Scottish fullback. No, instead, if the Patriots are going to win this game, I think it's going to be because of the running backs being able to get into space, catching short passes, and one guy that is great at taking a small leap and taking it to the house over a long haul is my guy, the one I freaked out on the Christian Arkin show when they drafted him, Travion, my touchdown son. They'll be six when you are done. Travion Henderson, running back, New England Patriots.
Okay, so now we know exactly what we go to, Dan Ball, right? Before we get, you can read the teams in a minute.
Yep.
The first thing when Pro Bowl rosters come out, what snubs, right? This is some interesting snubs or undrafted free agents. You ever heard of all-pro Pro Bowl cornerback Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Yep. 12 picks? He did not get drafted in our little draft here. I find that
he hasn't been spectacularo.
I'm not even sure he's the first corner on the roster that I would have drafted.
So if
If
I had taken a corner, it was going to be Marcus Jones because I sneaky, then you can steal the punt returns in case he has a big punt return.
What if they put him on offense for one play?
Or
you
that.
Know what? You
one
can
play.
Go away from Christian Gonzalez.
Yep, you can.
You
know. And they have
part of the value in him. But,
right. And
you know.
You can have old man Keenan Allen work in Carlton Davis, and people have been working Carlton Davis a bit recently.
And I can't believe, Fitzy, you've lusted for this guy for 3.5 years.
Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. How did you not take Ladd McConkey?
He hasn't had a great second half of the season.
Wow.
I know. It was hard. I thought we were going to do more than four players. Eight players, he'd be mine.
Foxborough faithful my ass. You guys jump ship quick.
What rosters would you take? We're not going to draft rosters, but just what roster would you take?
Chargers.
Yeah, I think I'd take the Chargers.
I would take the Patriots because of Drake May. I just to me, he just overcomes so much.
There's not supposed to be, if he's great, like there's not supposed to be much of a drop. Herbert's supposed to be up there.
I don't want to.
But also, guys, I've seen enough. I took Derwin James over Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack, for all we know, could be the guy Monday we're talking about. Mack sack attack, baby.
He's on hold 17 right now.
Absolutely. He's the C on his chest, and he's still Khalil Mack, but he doesn't play like the guy that, you know, when he was in Chicago after he got traded, he was unstoppable for a while there. He changed games. But I think that's it. So let's do a quick rundown here.
Yeah.
Fitzy, you want to do it? Dan Ball, you got him or you want me to
do it? I got it.
Okay.
So Fitzy had the number one pick. He ends up with Drake May, Jesse Minter, Derwin James, Travion Henderson. So you got a coach, you got a quarterback, you got a defensive player and a running back. Very even. Andy Hart, Justin Herbert, Ramondre Stevenson, Milton Williams, Jim Harbaugh. So you got a quarterback, a running back, a defensive player, and a coach. Ted Johnson is leaning on the veteran experience. You got two of the best coaches in the league, Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, and then wide receiver Stephon Diggs. And our guy Tooley, the outside linebacker, who I'm not even going to try to pronounce. So I thought it was interesting. Five roster players from the Patriots, only three from the Los Angeles Chargers, and there was a 7-5 favoring of the Patriots overall out of the 12 picks.
Well, we do cover this team and
small majority.
No, but I thought it was an interesting answer to, well, which roster would you prefer that we ended up with those numbers? It's close, as you knew it was going to be, and we are a station that covers the Patriots a lot. Ted happened to play for the Patriots, if you didn't know, but just some interesting numbers to come out of it.
And there's a couple, like Omarion Hampton and Travion Henderson were probably the two favorites for offensive rookie running backs of the year to start the year. And then Hampton's been hurt, and even this week he's been hurt, missing practice. If his year had played out differently, he might have been a selection. He could have been a star.
A favorite probably of Drake May as well, since they went to the same school.
Absolutely.
What do you guys think of Greg Roman as a coordinator?
I think he's good.
I think he's excellent at run design. I think he designs runs as good as any coordinator does in the NFL.
Okay.
I know that it's not sexy, that you know, but
so how, when he had Kaepernick and Frank Gore going a decade ago, a little over a decade ago, he was unstoppable.
Yeah, he's just creative, unique.
Because like everybody,
a lot of pulling
guards,
which you don't see a lot anymore because you never see pulling guards in college. So they just to have a guard pull or a tackle pull in the NFL is like, wow, you're asking them to do something they've never done before, kind of. And he did it. And it just it's a very hard scheme. They missed. They do what we call so they do fake reads where they pull guards a certain way and to give you the illusion they're going that way
and actually
but it's really going the opposite way, which can really mess up the linebacker. Very very creative run schemes that Greg Roman used to I think come up with.
So Robert Spillane could be running the wrong way at some point.
He could be.
And also don't forget the tackles are nothing to write home about if you still write home.
So that.
Whereas the guards, like Zion Johnson, Mekhi Becton, that, those are some big
boys. You know what? That's where you go back to. So they got big guards, right? Patriots got $190 million invested in defensive tackles and maybe have Tonga in the mix as well. So
did you just give a sniff like you're playing?
No, not like I'm playing, but, you know, at some point we are the home of Patriots Monday. We are covering this team. We do benefit if they win and we get to do Patriots Monday next week and talk about another game the fall. I'm rooting for the Patriots to win. Yes, I'm rooting for the Patriots. Yes.
It'd be great if those guys, I mean, look, you're gonna need to keep him contained because he's very, very good when he leaves the pocket. Running the ball or also passing out of the pocket. So you need pressure up the middle if you can get it.
Milton Williams, that's why I drafted him with my third pick. And the other thing with Herbert when he scrambles, he's got some Josh Allen. He'll run you over. He is not like looking to get out of bounds or looking for the quick slide.
Good. Go ahead. Bring it.
There's some of that. Because I watched a game a couple weeks ago. Brady was doing the game, and it was driving Brady nuts. He was, like, cringing. He's like, he's got to get down. Well, he shouldn't take these hits. He shouldn't be doing this.
You know, part of it is the offensive line, and part of it, you know, the fact that they are, I think they lead the NFL in time of possession. They're excellent in third down conversions. They keep the ball away from the other team a lot of times because of his ability to run for first down. So, but I see Herbert, and I see a frenetic coach or player. I see a frenetic guy, kind of like Josh Allen, trying to do too much.
Yep.
He's running around back there, but I don't know, man. I just think he's kind of poised to make a mistake when he's in that frame of mind. That's all.
It interests me that you don't think as much of Justin Herbert.
I don't.
I know that's coming. Coming through, and he's a guy that part of that I think is he's 0-2 in the playoffs, and you know it's taken him a while to kind of he was sort of anointed the great quarterback before he had really done anything to prove he was.
Miami
the great
still wishes they took him.
I feel like he plays like he's got a lot of pressure on him. Like there's just this pressure, and he's trying to do too much is what it feels like.
I also brought this up yesterday, and it really should have no bearing, but the graphic everybody's using to promote this game, the NFL, I don't know if you've seen it. It's Drake May holding a football out in front of him, and he looks clean cut, looks like a quarterback, a leader. Justin Herbert's next to him, and it looks like disheveled hair, like he missed his alarm, and they told him, you got a photo shoot, you idiot. It's right now. Throw some pads on and stand out there. Just... I know that shouldn't matter and it doesn't matter, but the look of it is one looks like cool, calm, collected leader ready to tear out your heart and win a football game, and the other looks like your surfer dude from high school is just like, man, showing up to make some plays, dude. Hope we win.
Maybe that's his normal state.
It kind of is. I think he seems a little nonplussed at times. Just like, let's. In a lot of ways, like he may play a little more frenetically, but he too seems like someone that doesn't, not a lot of histrionics, not a lot of overacting on the field. And he was trending towards his best season until the injury bug got the best of him. But if the hand doesn't hinder too much on Sunday night, he'll be ready to go.
All right, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. And apparently, we've reached the point where it's all fair and love and war to joke about Patriots controversies, Patriots scandals, including if you maybe took part in some of those scandals. What did Tom Brady say and how did we feel about it? That's up next on Odds and Ends on WEEI.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, coming down the home stretch, and the drive home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Getting ready for odds and ends with some interesting Tom Brady audio, but first, let's go to Kevin in the truck has a thought on the quarterback comparison. What's up, Kevin?
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
I think the difference is the upbringing.
Okay, explain.
Justin Herbert. Well, Justin Herbert grew up, incredible skill set, nobody to push him as he kept growing up through the programs, high school and college. Drake May, from the first time he started competing in his family, he competed against pro-level competition and competitiveness from that point on. So he always knew how to be humble but still be confident. He was always held accountable. Can you imagine the basketball games that were held in their driveway with that family?
All right, thanks for the call, Kevin.
I think that stuff
matters. Imagine him, Andy.
It matters.
I do think it matters, absolutely. I also think that despite his upbringing, that Justin Herbert could go out and throw for 400 yards and beat you on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, Justin Herbert is talented. Justin Herbert has proven himself over the course of his college and pro career. And, hell, again, Hoyer said Bill was saying he was the next Dan Marino or whatever, that he spent 30 minutes telling him how good Justin Herbert was. So there's a lot of people that think Herbert's very good.
Yeah.
Was that reaction over there?
I don't know.
You don't think Herbert's very good?
Compared to Dan Marino? I would not compare him to Dan Marino.
Just on his own. Just like if you watch him play.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's no Dan Marino.
But is he great? And Schefter told us to be great, you got to win in the postseason, whether you're a team or you're a quarterback.
But to Kevin's point, the caller... I do like the mindset of Drake May, and I think his upbringing had a lot to do with how he how he thinks. And right. I love how he thinks.
And we got a taste of that on draft night when they called him the B word, right? His everybody like nice brother called him a B word. Like mm-hmm. it's like there's always that.
Yep.
And he tells us that they keep him in line, that the texts are always flowing, like keeping him humble, some of those things. The comparison to the Gronkowski brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It worked out for them. They exactly. were pumping out NFL players yep. as well, tight ends, fullbacks, the
Cracker
whole
Barrel,
thing.
Gronks.
Right. So all right, time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K to donate your car today. So Dan Ball, apparently some audio from Tom Brady on the Colin Cowherd show.
That's right. He was on getting ready for the playoffs. And this was a question that didn't have to do with the Patriots, but there was an allusion to the Patriots being a calm, no nonsense, no issue market. And Tom Brady couldn't help himself.
Yeah, you're right. But let me go back. First of all, famously, New England isn't known for drama. I think we had more gates than Logan International Airport for 20 years. There was always some sort of drama happening with our team over the course of the year. And I think it's the product of having a lot of successful moments.
So more gates than Logan Airport over 20 years.
Tom's got jokes.
It's funny. Yes. He didn't used to joke about that whole Deflategate thing.
No, it wasn't
In fact,
funny.
There were lawyers, and he wouldn't even do press conferences. Remember, he cut his press conferences like super short because he was all...
That press conference after Deflategate was phenomenal.
Tom, are you a cheater? I don't believe so.
We all thought that he was like more uncomfortable than he's ever been at that press conference, right?
Yes.
But don't you guys think that that really turned into much more than it ever needed to be because he didn't just come out, embrace it, and say,
them. There were certain people in the organization that pushed back, and it became like a lawyer bleep measuring contest. And
well, why do I know the names Judge Richard Berman or Mike Kensel to this day?
Because it blew
disgusting.
Up. A little brush fire, and they threw some kerosene on it, and we ended up. But I didn't know we were at that point where we're joking. Yeah, I don't know. Is Bill at that point? Is Bill ready to joke about Deflategate and Spygate?
Too early. Too early.
The gates? I don't think he's joking about the gates at Logan Airport. Christian Arcan, host
Hello.
Of the Christian Arcan Show.
How we doing? I was really excited to play that audio. I was like, oh, they haven't played it. This is great. I'm going to have fresh audio. You
right
guys play
at
right at the
minute.
End of the show.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot, by the way.
Well, at least you're here
audio.
For it.
I know, I am. And we'll play it again anyway, so there you go.
Yeah.
You know what I've been trying to do just for the last, like, 10 minutes here?
For 100 push-ups.
Well, come on. Something real.
Button the top button on your shirt.
Not that either. The only famous – do you know any famous Chargers fans? Do you guys know any, like, high-profile Chargers fans?
Yes, Bolt God.
Who?
Bolt God.
Who's that?
He's the Keith the Silver Bullet of Chargers. He goes to all the games. He's all dressed up.
Does he like run fast like that guy at the Braves games?
Boring. I don't know. I've seen him at Patriots games and he comes all dressed up.
Isn't it the Brewers games? On the track in the outfield and you race him and you get to start at like center
field? I thought
field.
The Brewers had the sausage guy, the sausage race.
They do. They have the sausages.
Well, one of the, I don't know. Well, it's not him anyway.
Yep.
The only high-profile Chargers fans that I know are the guys from Pawn Stars. So I've been calling the pawn shop. And Rick Harrison, their Chargers. Every time someone brings in a Super Bowl ring, they're like, "Oh, my Chargers are never going to win one of these." Like they always say that. And I don't know any other Chargers fans. I couldn't think of any other.
They
ones.
Did sell
a
Patriots ring on
there, by the way. Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah. So I called over there, and Rick has like a bar in Vegas too. So I called the bar. And I left a message there. I left some messages, and hopefully they get back to me.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I didn't end the way I was hoping it would. I thought at 7 o'clock we'll talk to Rick from Pawn Stars.
No, but I want to put it out there that I'm working on it. And if anybody who's listening knows the guys from Pawn Stars, tell them Arcan wants them on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't you guys steal them away from me either.
We won't. You can have the Pawn Stars people.
I only get 1 hour.
It's funny. They don't have any Michael Chiklis's or Matt Damon's or Wahlberg's.
True.
They've got the Pawn Stars guys.
They were San Diego.
They're a fake franchise.
I know. They're not. They have no fans in L.A. There's no one likes them.
So
they
where
don't.
Is the Arcan gut feel for this game trending toward?
I'm trending towards, I think, the Patriots win walking away. I think that Justin Herbert is going to have so much pressure on him not to be this big choke artist. I was saying this last night. One more loss in the playoffs, and all of a sudden, that's three. He's a choker if that's
three.
Happened.
That's kind of like Manning. I think he was like 0 for 3 or 0 for 4 before he broke through.
It sounds like he was listening to the show last night, doesn't it?
I
was talking about Peyton Manning, too. It's true. What do you mean you weren't?
I listen every word
you guys say.
Thank you.
But yeah, Peyton Manning. I mean, it took a while for him to shed that. Until 2006, he was a great quarterback, right, but he was a choke artist.
Yes, he was.
I think right now with Herbert, that pressure on him because he threw four picks last year. Mm-hmm. The game in 2022, they were up 27-0 in the first half, and they came back. Jacksonville came back and beat him. So one more loss like that, he's a choker. That's a scarlet letter. And I think that pressure is going to be too much for him. I think the Patriots kick his ass.
So the pressure is more on the guy in his third playoff game than the guy in his first.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Stick around for the Christian Arcand show. You may or may not hear from any owners of the Pawn Stars Pawn
Shop. Come on, Chumley!
Christian Arcand will break down Herbert, May, the pressure, everything that's going on. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. We'll talk to Mike Giardi. We'll talk to Jeremy Springer about the special teams game. Andy Borogalis, is he ready for a little wind and chill and playoff pressure? And we'll be back 2 to 6 to break final day. We'll make our picks. We'll make our picks for the entire postseason. We'll pick Super Bowl champions. Hell of a lot of football talk tomorrow, 2 to 6, WEEI afternoon. See you.
Sick bread, bro.
Oh, could first in the AFC be on the line tonight?
How come we can't get guys like
it's about
that? Hey, the 2001 Patriots lost the first two games. What happened to them? How about the 2003 Patriots? They got smoked in Buffalo.
Farzoko.
Someone who had to play Jahmyr Gibbs in fantasy this week? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
but
down.
You got Milt Williams back. It'll be elite.
That's great.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.